Alright everyone, welcome to Sports Night. Here at the start of March.
Oh yeah, March 1st.
Isn't
rabbit,
that
rabbit,
crazy?
Rabbit.
I don't know what that is.
That's good luck if you say it. I mean, you have to say it has to be the first thing you say at the beginning of the month, and I already messed that up, but for all you who haven't talked yet today, say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
I'm not aware of that. Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing. Well, I mean, it's superstition, but
that's
what it is.
But it's real.
Oh yeah, it works.
All right.
It completely works.
All right, so welcome everyone. Welcome to Sports Night. Steven Nate at 8. Not at 8, but I'm Nate.
I'm Steve.
Welcome. No Ron or Rob, just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
All right.
Yeah, so Steven Nate, sometimes at 8. That's great.
Sometimes at 8, usually at 7:30.
But you can listen to us anytime since
anytime
we're on
you
podcast.
Want. It's on podcast now.
All right. As a reminder, these opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the university, WZBC Radio, or necessarily reflect our actual opinions.
And as always, Nate's opinions never ever reflect my opinions.
This is our thing.
This is our thing. So.
Yeah. Tonight, welcome in, implore, need, ask for your phone calls.
Yes. Demand.
617-552-0152. That's
617-552-0152.
Nice. And if the phones don't work, talk to Steve on like Facebook chat
or
something.
I'm real sorry. Sometimes the phones don't work. If you're calling in, talk into the phone, not towards the computer or towards the television, because there will be a delay. So talk to us on the phone, and then you'll probably be able to hear yourself over the podcast or over the iTunes in the next 30 seconds, but if it doesn't work, we apologize. So
all right.
Try your best.
Let's see. We actually have 20 streaming listeners right now. Not bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, check that out. Boom. Welcome, all of you.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back to America's Greatest Radio Show. I'm Nate. He's Steve. Or at least America's Greatest Radio Show broadcast from McElroy on Tuesday nights.
Top three. On Tuesday nights for McElmore.
McElroy.
McElroy.
Better than...
Oh, speaking of McElmore, you want to come to a McElmore concert?
I don't know what McElmore is.
He's a rapper.
When is it?
April.
How much would I pay?
$10.
Possibly.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so please call us. Let's see what else. Oh, podcast, iTunes. We are famous.
Oh, so famous.
We have a very cool logo that I designed on Microsoft Paint using the newest technology.
That is completely not plagiarized.
How would it be plagiarized?
I mean,
if I possibly took the S and the N from ESPN?
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't let that affect your judgment.
It's less plagiarized than our original logo.
It's true.
Yeah. Because you can find the ESPN font for free.
Okay. I'm not passing any judgment.
All right. Well, you would be responsible too.
I don't know. I didn't make it. You just all right. You
yeah. So let's see. With the blog, we have over 700 hits 1 month in. Not
over
too bad.
700 hits. That's not bad.
It's not bad. Especially for it's a blog that takes commitment to read and to follow because it's an hour long show.
Yeah, it's true.
We're averaging over 100 hits a week so far. So I'm pumped.
That's boss.
That's totally boss.
How often do I say that?
Never heard you say it. Let's see. Oh, so we'd like to run down the recent polls on the blog. Last week's was 2 weeks ago was what was the greatest beanpot moment this year? Coming in at first place was beating BU with 33% of the vote.
That's easy.
Followed up by seeing it on SportsCenter with 26% of the vote. Watching Harvard beat BU was third with 20%. Beating Northeastern was fourth with 13%.
All right.
And the T-Ride back to campus was fifth.
We don't have to listen to all those.
All right, well, here's another thing. Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs medium, tied. You heard it here second for people's favorite segment.
And we just introduced You Heard It Here Second.
Yeah. And Bro Word of the Week finished third.
And Drink of the Week and Halftime.
Bringing up the rear. Let's see. Oh, so we're gonna get started. First up, college basketball.
College b-ball.
BCBB.
So, BCBB. What does that mean?
Boston College Basketball.
gotcha. So Virginia Tech, who we play tonight at 9, You want, we'll do shout-outs after this.
All right, shout-outs after this if you're waiting for a shout-out.
Yeah. BC, Virginia Tech just beat number one ranked Duke.
Yep.
And that's not good for us.
Nope. All right, so let's run down last week. We beat University of Virginia last week. Took a big run, 20-4 run that spawned the end of the first half and the first 9 minutes of the second half to put us ahead, and we won 63-44, which most projections would have us as one of the last four, or now known as the first four teams in the tournament.
I don't think it's happening.
Really?
I've been standing by it, and I don't want to be...
You're the pessimistic.
I don't want to be that reject. Guy, yeah.
You are that guy. Yeah, so BC and UVA only played eight guys. John Cow, the senior walk-on, started.
For us?
For us.
Wow.
So one of the big, you know, big game this week, tonight, 9 o'clock, we're playing VaTech.
Big game at 9 o'clock.
Hokie showdown.
And we'll be done by then, so you could go right from us in, right into the game.
Well, you got 30 minutes to kill, so, like, I don't know.
So meet us Monday night at Mac.
Yes. That would be the...
Nate'll pay. Nate always pays.
I pay for Steve because he's a mooch. Because
I don't have any money on any of my plans.
Yeah. Let's see. And then, you know, big game. Virginia Tech looked like their bubble was burst. They weren't going to make the tournament. Pretty bad RPI, strength of schedule. But they beat Duke last week, upset number one ranked Duke. And now they look to be they look to be closer, a lot closer to being in. And this game tonight could determine a lot. If we can win... I think we sort of set ourselves up.
If we win, it's all good for us, I think.
We win if we win our last two games, I think regardless of what happens in the ACC tournament, we'll get in. If not, we'll have work to do.
All right. I'm standing by my previous statement.
What does Matt Humphrey have to say about it?
Matt Humphrey has to say, yo, dog, we're getting in this, but next year we can be better.
Seriously?
Yeah. He's not playing this year.
How are you going to be better? They're losing everyone. Can you ask Matt Humphrey this?
We're gaining Matt Humphrey.
That's true. Reggie Jackson and Matt Humphrey taking over the ACC next year?
Trust me.
Yeah?
You heard it here first. Actually, yeah. We have a segment called You Heard It Here Second, but
you heard it first. You heard it first, yeah.
And then I'll say it again, You Heard It Here Second, just so...
Because that would be the second time we would have mentioned on the show.
Exactly. It'll be a little irony.
You're a little clever kid with your smart little
please, Nate,
statements.
Please, Nate,
stop. Yeah, call us, 617-552-0152. So we're super pumped about the basketball game tonight. If we end early, that's just because... We're not actually going to end early.
But if we do.
But if we do, it's because we want to watch the basketball game.
We want to watch the basketball game, and it was a pretty slow week in sports.
Yeah, and my computer's not correctly plugged in, so I'm going to fix that. Start the shout-outs.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. Let me shout us out. You all know the secret shout-out song. It's not much of a secret anymore.
Dude.
All right, I would like to start out the shout-outs by giving a shout-out to John Robertson, because he complained last week that I didn't give him a shout-out, but I doubt he's listening this week, but if he is, here's your shout-out.
I would like to start out my shout-outs with giving a giant shout-out to Mr. Billy Cody. I promised I would give him a shout-out. He invited me to dinner. Not there because I'm doing the show, but I promised him a shout-out.
All right, my second shout-out goes to... Kim Curtis and Beth Harvey.
It's not a very enthusiastic shout-out.
What? It's very enthusiastic.
Not very enthusiastic.
That was enthusiastic. There's music behind it.
Go.
They get so upset when it's not enthusiastic. Your turn.
Let's see. I'm having computer problems. But next shout-out, Jonathan Deering, another person I was going to have dinner with. But here's me giving him a shout-out.
I'm going to give a shout-out to John Griffin and Sahan.
Poor K.
I mean, just
any particular
reason. If you listen in, you'll get it.
Yeah.
Oh, Eric Moyer told me we weren't going to listen, but here's your shout out anyway.
Shout out Vandy 508, David Raminski, Jonathan Peterson, Mark Byrne, Ben Martin, anyone else?
I'd like to give a shout out Nate's parents.
Yes, shout out my parents.
You're listening.
No,
So I told Nate to watch his language.
Shout out my parents.
Shout out. Shout out to Nate's twin brother. Nate's having some...
Still having computer problems. Let's see.
Fix this before the show, man. This is unprofessional.
That my cord decided to break on me?
Here, hold on. You talk. I'll fix it.
Yeah, so let's see. As we continue on with shout outs. Yeah, love to, you know, love to give all of BC's campus a big shout out before spring break. You know, great, great semester so far. Of course, shout out to my parents. You know, they may not have liked the last show.
Yes or no?
They may have been disappointed, but we're coming back with a vengeance. No, that sounds wrong.
Well, looks like your computer's gonna die. I just went back there. Want me to go down there? Nate, you're ruining the show!
I'm sorry. Yeah, so let's just continue out with shout-outs. Rutgers baseball team.
Oh, yeah, if you're listening.
Yeah, are they? Baseball. They should call in. 617-552-0152. Let's see, who else did I try? Oh, shout-out to Around the Res. More specifically, Alex Ani. Shout out to the great state of Florida. Steve's coming back this week.
All right, shout outs are over. Dude, this is it.
Yeah, so that's pretty much all we got. All right, so as we continue to try to fix our serious malfunctions, let's see. Oh, college hockey.
Dude. Your computer's screwed, Nate.
I know. Let's see. I've got, like, what, 32% battery? Let's see how long that can give us. Not very long. Not entirely sure why my computer's not working. But if you listen to the show before, you know the computer problems have caused us to fail before.
I'm just going to say that your computer is the worst thing that's ever happened to Sportsnet. In the history of Sportsnet.
Besides you?
Ooh, wow, ooh, well played. Ooh. Besides, how many podcasts have been messed up because of your dumb computer?
Two.
And about to be?
Three.
And how many shows has your computer ruined?
Every one.
Every single
one. Every single show. It's all been my fault.
I didn't blame you, Nate. I blamed your computer.
Hey, thanks.
What type of computer is that? Let everyone
know. It's a HP Pavilion.
HP, keep that off the list, everyone.
What type is yours? Oh, it's a Dell.
It's a Dell.
All right. Yeah, so college hockey, 2-0 this weekend. 2-0 this weekend against stalwart competition from the University
Big
of Massachusetts.
Big win against UMass.
Zumass.
Zumass.
I've heard that said before.
It's not as cool.
It's not that cool. Especially because it's not that big. Let's see. Yeah, so 2-0 this weekend. We are now 1 point behind New Hampshire in the hockey standings with a big home-and-home this weekend.
Yeah, one game left for each of us, right?
Two games.
Oh,
we're playing each other for the last two games.
Oh, wow. So we need to win.
We need 3 out of 4 points this weekend.
3 out of 4 points.
So a win and a tie, and we'll get the Hockey East title.
And we won Beanpot. So as the last 3 years would suggest, we're going to win Hockey East and then win the national championship.
Well, we haven't won Hockey East since 2005. We've won the playoffs, not regular season.
Oh, my God, Nate.
Steve dropping sports knowledge just happens to always be wrong.
My sports knowledge is right, but my sports trivia is usually wrong.
Is that so?
Actually, usually it's all wrong.
Yeah.
I do know Matt Humphrey.
That's why you're cool.
Do you know Matt Humphrey?
I do not.
That's why you're not cool.
Let me think. Varsity athletes I know for big sports?
Stop.
Zero.
I play basketball with Ryan Quigley.
You're so cool. Actually, I'm really jealous of you.
I know that.
For those of you who don't know, we have a slight man crush on Ryan Quigley, BC's punter.
No way is it we. I don't.
It's totally we. No. Dude, you're so into him.
I'm not. I actually don't like it.
Really? Why?
I mean, he's good at basketball, but he's not that tight.
In what way?
He's not as cool. He shows up with his big, like, offensive lineman and then just runs the court and thinks he's cool.
Yeah?
And he's a punter.
Yeah? Which makes him awesome.
Why do you like him?
I originally thought it would be hilarious to be a fan of the punter.
It's not hilarious. Sorry.
It's like when we started our Ryan Quigley for Heisman campaign last year.
Not be more specific who the we is, because I'm not involved.
Me and three kids from Duchesne.
Okay, good. So it's not me.
Yeah. Duchesne East.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Let's see. So, yeah, college hockey, 2-0, playing UNH this weekend. BC, stay in number two in the polls, but, you know, pretty successful.
So successful.
Right behind University of North Dakota.
North Dakota. What else do they do besides hockey?
In North Dakota?
Yeah.
The Sioux, the Fighting Sioux, you're really going to make fun of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
They're trying to get their name changed because it's offensive.
They're not trying to get their name changed. Okay, other people are trying to make them get their name changed.
Yes. It's not like, obviously, the school's not trying to change their own name, but...
Yeah.
The Fighting Sioux is very offensive.
Who's them? Just the man?
The man.
The man who hates them.
The man is keeping the Sioux down.
Yeah. It's just, you know, one of those sad situations where...
Your face? That was good. Sad situation. Now Nate's... Come on.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs medium.
Welcome to Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down, Thumbs Medium.
Everyone's first favorite segment of Sports Night.
Everyone's tied for first favorite segment.
Yeah.
Don't say yeah.
It's my thing.
No, it's not.
Why do you get a cool thing, but mine is just like whatever I want?
No, because you, if you, okay, I'm not even going to answer that. You're just not good at catchphrases.
Yeah, and my computer's not good at charging. So yeah, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs medium. First up, last weekend.
Me first or you first?
You first.
I had a great weekend. Went to the hockey game on Saturday. Great game. Friday, hung out with some friends. Saturday, hung out with some friends. And we played really good in your meals, so.
Nice. I'm happy for you.
Thanks, Nate. Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was good. Let's see. Friday night, we had a poker night.
Did you win?
No.
Are you bad at poker?
No.
Yes, you are.
A kid I was playing got a royal flush.
No way.
Yeah.
Cheated.
Obviously. And then... I don't remember what I did Saturday night.
All right, well, I'm going to give your weekend a thumbs down. I'm going to give my weekend a thumbs up.
I'm going to give you as a friend a thumbs down and me as a person a thumbs up.
I'm going to give your opinions 2 thumbs down and your face 3 thumbs down.
I'm going to give your jokes a thumbs down and I'm going to give your sense of humor a thumbs down.
All right. Let's.
This is pretty much the same thing.
This is turning ugly.
I know.
Like you.
Oh. All right. Let's see what else. Next up. BC basketball.
I gotta go. I don't want to say thumbs down because of BC, so I'm gonna go thumbs medium. But I still don't think we're gonna make the tournament.
I'm gonna go thumbs medium with a chance to go thumbs up if they win tonight.
Well, yeah, thumbs up if they win tonight. Yeah, obviously, because that'll basically put us in.
All right, next up, Steve Donahue.
Thumbs medium.
Thumbs up for the first until New Year's. Outstanding start to the year. We were like 12-2 or something.
Yeah,
like 10-2.
Dirty.
Yeah, and then since then, not so good.
Yeah.
You know, fell average
off,
since
fell
then.
Fell off the face of the map.
Well, not that far because we're still possibly tourney bound, but you know.
All right.
Next up, tourney chances.
I know I'm going to say thumbs medium, and then you're going to say thumbs medium. But I'm more thumbs medium down.
I'm more thumbs medium up.
Okay.
All right. All right. Next up, Steve and Nate at 8 blog.
Well, as of right now, it's thumbs medium. But tell everyone your idea to keep it a little fresher.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to give it thumbs medium because we haven't posted. But we are going to start this thing called Steve and Nate at 8 top 5. Maybe we should do top 8. That'd be kind of clever.
But there's 7 days in a week, so...
Yeah, I know. So, we don't really post, so one of our solutions is we're going to do a weekly countdown of something, top five, and...
Like top five Nate quotes, top five...
Sports beards. Top five places to live on campus.
Top five people you want to punch.
Top five BC sports blogs.
Top five people named Steven.
Top five... Steven Nicholas's.
I would be number 2. How sad is that? Steven Nicholas, linebacker for the Atlanta Falcons, would be number 1.
Really? I don't even know another Nathaniel Sanders, so I think I'd be safe.
All right. So, and we'd post one every week, or one every day.
One every day, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
And then
keep you involved, keep the readership up, and keep you listening to the best part of the week, which is listening to us.
I hope so.
It is. I mean...
I hope we're better than the blog. Because we don't do anything on the blog.
Yeah, but the blog has us, so it can't be worse than us. Ooh, we have our first call.
Let's
cross our fingers.
Works.
Hello, you're on Sports Night.
What's up? Who's this? Speaker for everyone. Oh, here you go. Go ahead.
Hey, go. Run!
Wait, talk in the phone.
Hey, super good. Where are you right now?
Can you not hear us? Oh, yeah. Are you listening to us from the phone or from the TV? Okay, so you can hear Nate over the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
All and right. He can hear you, obviously, because he answered your question.
Good.
So, Ron, how are things going in Christchurch, New Zealand?
Christchurch?
That's the name of the city. Yeah? Ooh, how about the Boston Celtics? What happens to the Celtics?
Or the Washington Redskins?
I agree.
Yeah, no more Cardinals, Ravens,
Eagles,
Orioles.
I totally agree with you. You know, I think you should only go with, or just adjectives like purple,
like fighting,
brown. Yeah. Ooh, but that could be offensive to anyone who's wild. Namely Steve.
Wild.
All right.
This is weird.
That's true. I totally agree.
No teams ever.
No teams.
No sports. I would just make fun of Nate for an hour.
Oh, totally.
Talk, I'm going to fix my computer. I heard that. I'm a huge fan, Ron. Nice call. What would you change the Fighting Irish do if you had a chance? Yes. Keep in mind, it's BC's arch rival. The Farting Irish? No. You're going down a slippery slope. If you say something stereotypical, you will be put right into that category with Nate. I love when Ron Mexico calls. It's like a... Oh, thanks, Ron. Nate, say bye to Ron.
Bye, Ron!
Nate's fixing his computer. See ya. All right, so we have confirmed that phones semi-work? I don't know if they're working or not, but...
Is it on?
No, your computer's broken, bro.
It's their charger, I think.
It's broken. See ya, podcast. It's been nice knowing you again.
How's it? Is the light on? On the side?
Nope.
How about now?
Nope. You are broken. Officially broken.
Well... I don't know if this podcast is going to come up, or you'll get a podcast, just won't be that long.
Dude, we should do the halftime now so they can get that on the podcast.
Agreed, or I can just plug in my phone later, or my computer later, and they would still get the halftime. Why don't we give them new stuff, and then we can play the halftime later?
When your computer dies?
Well, when I plug my computer back into my room.
Dude, this is sad. Your computer sucks.
I know, I'm so sorry, dude.
Well, let's continue.
Yeah.
Mark Herzlick?
Oh, yeah. Next up, Mark Herzlick.
I'm going to jump right in there.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. All 32 teams checked out his medical records. which is not a great thing because they're concerned about him having cancer, but who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
But that is also a good thing in that they all have interest in him. And
yeah, he had a disappointing 40 time. He ran a 4.9. Most linebackers run a 4.75, 4.7.
Yeah.
So kind of slow, but he was benching as much as he benched before cancer.
Yeah.
So he's somewhat back. Supposedly he gave great interviews. He could go anywhere from the third to seventh round.
They're calling fifth. I heard fifth round on ESPN.
Yeah, so I'm giving it plus or minus two to be safe.
I'm going to say he could go between first round and like eighth round, ninth round.
Really? For all the guys that go in the ninth round?
Obviously, that's a joke, mate.
Next up, Anthony Costanzo.
Is he still a top 10 pick?
No, he's probably going to be around 20 to 30.
He dropped a lot in stock.
He was 30 a while ago.
Hey, you're on Sports
Night. Hello, you're on Sports Night.
Talking to the phone. You're on Sports Night.
Talk.
Oh, now talk.
Talk.
Hey, you're on Sports Night.
Go.
Hey.
Hey. Can I see if your plug works on my computer? No, your computer plug.
I didn't bring it.
All right, sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so New York will make the playoffs.
Stoudemire. Oh, he's talking about Stoudemire. I just want to say, mellow to the Knicks. Great call. Stoudemire blocked the crap out of LeBron. Did you see that?
I did not.
They played the Heat. LeBron went for a game-tying layup. Carmelo went through good defense, and then Stoudemire comes out of nowhere, bashes the ball off the backboard.
Just crazy.
It was great.
Awesome. Insane.
Nate, come on. Incredible. Give the guy some respect.
Hey, way to go. I'm proud of you. All right. Next up, Luke Kuechly.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. For those of you who don't know, we do Luke Kuechly every week. We do not know that if he's done anything in the past week. Probably not.
Probably not.
All right. Let's go.
Halftime or intramurals?
We'll do halftime later. I'll do halftime because I can edit that in the show once my computer dies.
Okay.
Intramurals. All right.
Yeah, or this is halftime.
What?
Oh, we just came back from halftime. That was so pumped.
Oh, because you're going to fill it in there.
Yeah.
That was so pumped.
Yeah. Intramurals. How is Toits FC in the bubble?
Toits FC in the bubble. We are now 3-1. We tied, or no, 3-0-1. We tied last game.
How many forfeits?
Zero forfeits. Oh, wait, no. How many have we won?
Yeah.
We've won two games by forfeits.
So you're 1-0-1.
So, I mean, the win columns say three.
Say or says?
The win columns say three.
Columns now. All right.
Thanks, Nate. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a big game tonight at 11 p.m. in the bubble.
Ooh.
Big game. We tied 1-1 last game.
Not going to come see it, but I'll think about it.
Good. Thanks for thinking about it, Nate. That's great. You're such a great friend.
I know.
So.
We're friends. That was a high five. All right. So,
big game. We tied to a very good team.
How's Single Rob doing?
Single Rob, he has one goal on the season.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How is his Sully?
He did the Bernie.
No way. Yeah, dude, I did the Bernie all at the hockey game.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you that group of people who was doing it?
No.
Oh.
I was on the other side.
Oh, thank goodness. Anyway, we have to win tonight. It's the last game of the regular season, so if we don't win tonight, we're not making the playoffs.
You're going to win.
So Toits FC needs a big game.
Yeah, dude, I have faith in you. We will fight! We will win! And we will win!
Shame on you! This could be the greatest night of our lives. But you're going to let it be the worst.
And I guarantee a week won't go by in your life you won't regret walking out, letting them get the best of you.
Well, I'm not going home.
And I'm going to stay here and fight for this lost cause.
A day may come when the courage of men fails.
But it is not this day.
The line must be drawn here. This one.
No, Father. I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
You're going to work harder than you ever worked before.
But us men, we just get tougher with it.
A person grits his teeth and shows real determination.
Failure is not an option. That's how reading is done. Believe me when I say we can break this army here.
And we're just one for the get.
but I say to you that every warrior has known since the beginning of time.
You've got to get mad.
I mean, plumb mad dog me.
If you would be free men,
then you must fight to fulfill your promise. Let us
cut out their living guts 1 inch at a time.
But they will know what we can do.
Let no man forget how innocent we are. We are lions.
You make a big bear, man.
This is your life.
Seize the day.
Never surrender.
Victory or death.
Who's with me?
You're great. All right.
That seems like sarcasm.
All right. Everyone's not favorite segment of the week. Drink of the week. Drink of the week. Drink of the week.
I've heard multiple complaints about drink of the week. People don't enjoy it.
Why?
I don't know.
It used to be really funny. Maybe we should start planning it out again.
Make it up on the spot. Yeah.
Hello,
hey,
you're on Sports,
Sports Night.
Night.
Talk into the phone.
Hello. Just talk.
You're on Sports Night.
We can hear ourselves in the background.
Hey,
go.
Again. Oh, I just heard you.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
That person's going to listen to himself on Sports Night going, why was I such an idiot? And we're going to go, I don't know. You should have just talked.
What if that was your parents?
I would be very apologetic. They're great fans, and I think they're awesome. Yeah, so drink of the week.
Drink of the week. Alright.
Is week off.
We have a week off, so drink whatever you want. That's your drink of the week.
Yep. Anything.
Anything you can drink, Nate can drink better.
That's probably not true. Alright, next up, everyone's not favorite segment of the week. Bro, word of the week. Bro, word of the week. Bro, word of the week.
You should record that just so you can press a button and have it.
That would require way too much time, effort, and professionalism.
Way too much professionalism, that's for sure. All right,
bro word of the week, spring brocation.
Spring brocation.
It's spring break. Spring vacation, but it's for bros.
But it's for bros. You have to do bro things.
Yeah.
Simple enough.
I'm taking the train home. The first train home after class Friday is Saturday morning, so that's when I'm leaving.
My flight's at Friday at noon.
Ooh, you skipping class?
Nope, no class on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Remember that?
Oh, how, except Pulse.
Pulse is not, it's not. I have my Pulse placement Monday and Wednesday.
So
I go teach.
You don't have class Friday?
Nope.
No class. Oh, wow. That's exciting.
It's classy.
It's classless.
Yeah.
I'm back. No. All right.
So I'm a 6 out of 10.
Thank you. All right. So let's see. I've got like 5% battery. So we're going. You're probably only going to get like another 10 minutes of show in.
Well, let's make it the best 10 minutes of show they've ever gotten in before.
Yeah, plus like 5 minutes, it's going to be like a 45-minute podcast still.
Congrats, listeners.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Oh, everyone's tied for first favorite segment. You heard it here second.
And you probably heard it here second. Is that a bad follow?
That's pretty bad.
How about you heard it here second?
Oh, yeah, because it's like an echo, so you heard it here second.
You heard it here second.
Yeah.
That would be better?
Yeah, that's
We have to get
fantastic.
A better intro for that
yeah.
one. That one's new.
Yeah. All right, so you heard it here second. Everyone loves it. Where we go over things you probably already know.
But we'll say it anyway.
It's spring break next week
next
for
week,
Boston College.
Starting Monday until all next week. Darren Williams is now on the Nets.
Libya is in turmoil.
That might be it. Stokes is officially there are walls up.
Gasson is still closed. O'Neal is still ugly.
Real ugly. But you did. That's like the you heard it here eighth.
That's like you heard it here on the tour.
You heard it here on the tour.
Yeah, I never actually took a tour.
Speaking of tours, BC tours have begun.
Oh yeah, dude, I love tours.
Michael is a tour guide.
No way. Yeah. How bad are that is that tour?
What do you mean, how bad is that tour?
Like, how hilarious would Michael be explaining things about school?
I think he's going to do well. I think he's great.
Oh, I'm sure.
Wow.
Dude, I've walked by a tour guide here. Who knows if we're getting this?
10 listeners now.
Sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I